The boy, thin and filthy, wore a devil's mask and held one of their stage swords. Maggie screamed. The boy dropped the fake sword as two actors seized him, dragging him before Director Mulligan. When they ripped off the mask, Tyrone saw a handsome but underfed urchin with uncut brown hair. The boy's dark face showed desperation, but he did not resist as they pushed him forward. He stumbled, spinning around once, arms outstretched, and then stopped and, grinning, took a mock bow.
"Just what do you think you're doing?" Tyrone said. "You scared my little girl."
"Sorry. A beautiful Lachine, she is."
"He's one of those thieving tinkers," a fat actor said. "Those pikeys work the crowd when we do our shows."
"Pikey, am I?"
The boy scowled and put up his fists like a fighter.
"Pikey, save your breath and save your porridge, Sir Fatty."
He began boxing with an imaginary opponent while spewing forth a steam of words in a dialect no one understood, the stunned company watching his performance. Then the boy stopped and glared at the fat actor.
"Let's fight, you fat hog."
He put up his fists again as the portly actor struggled to his feet. The other actors watched, expecting a fight, when Tyrone Mulligan called out,
"Philip, sit down."
Tyrone Mulligan motioned for the boy to step closer and spoke in a quiet voice,
"What's your name and age?"
"Me moniker is Michael Dunn, sir. Born at midnight 10 years ago."
"Midnight, eh? Michael, are you a tinker?"
Michael Dunn shrugged.
"No, sir, I don't know nothing about no tinkering."
"Do you maybe pick pockets?"
"Never. I'm a gentleman, sir."
He took out a wallet and tossed it to another actor. Some company members laughed. The boy began lightly dancing and made a face like a mugging clown.
"I'm a pavvy," he told them.
The accent was on the first syllable.
"We just like to travel, sir. We are the walk-in people."
His accent was thick, the speech fast with garbled words.
"Are you planning to steal one of my props?"
"No, I won't steal no props. You need them. I saw you performing in Galway. I says to myself, I want to join that troupe."
"Join us, speaking that cant of yours."
"I can learn proper English, sir."
Tyrone looked at the boy and pointed to his daughter.
"Go with her and she'll feed you. We'll talk later."
Michael Dunn nodded and followed Maggie. Later that night, on a camp above the harbor, Tyrone asked the company members what to do about their stowaway child.
Take him on or have done with him?
"He comes from a race of thieves,"
the lead actor said.
"Travelers, and those Irish gypsies are violent. They could attack us.
Thomas Connor, we could use a child actor. He just needs to be educated,"
Tyrone said.
"Let's vote."
Tyrone found the boy sitting by a fire, eating ravenously. Maggie watched him, her eyes round and focused on his rapid gulping.
"You're a pig," she said,
the firelight catching highlights in her blonde hair.
"Michael Dunn."
The boy looked at Tyrone.
"My company is afraid your tribal relatives will show up and cause trouble."
"Father won't care if you slip him a few coins."
"He would sell you."
"He might if I don't help him."
"Help him do what?"
The boy didn't answer.
"You have a mother?"
"They said she ran away."
"I see. And you want to act on a stage?"
"Oh, yes, we are taught to act from birth.
And I know horses." "We do religious plays during Easter," Tyrone said. "You have any religion?"
"Roman Catholic, but wherever we land, we like to blend in."
A woman in the troupe laughed.
"Blend in with those wagons of yours, those clothes, a language no one can understand. Blend in."
"You play any musical instruments, Dunn?"
"Well, sure. Guitar, fiddle, tambourine. All tinkers or gippos, as you call us, play some instrument. We are entertainers."
"And pickpockets," Philip said.
"The little pikey will get us in trouble. Send him back."
"Send him back where?"
Tyrone looked at the boy, so frail and tough at the same time. A distant lighthouse marked the bay, full of anchored sailing vessels.